tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Colleen, hi.
Hey, where have you been, guys?
Well, first of all, let's say hi to Eric, too. Hi, Eric. Yeah. Eric Myers with us. How are you?
Good greetings.
To see you. Good to see you, brother.
Good morning.
We haven't seen Colleen since the Stones. How was it?
It was fabulous.
Where were your seats?
They were just on one upper level above right. and Soldier Field. Mm-hmm. Lower, I'm on the upper, but I moved everywhere.
Stage, big screen. I've seen some video on the internet. But
you know, it was opening night, a little chilly, yeah. but I warmed up with various things and was just fine.
Excellent. That's better than being too hot, though, isn't it? Was it cold or just chilly?
It was chilly.
Okay.
It was chilly, but...
All right.
I was talking to...
Nipping out? Did you nip out?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Mainly because
but
Mick
you know
was dancing. Mick
it's
was
so
dancing
sad.
Up there.
Nobody noticed.
It was a lady at the yoga class, and when's the last time... When did you finally stop flashing your boobs at concerts? Or were you ever a boob flasher?
I wasn't a flasher.
You weren't, huh?
No.
I just started.
Oh. Yeah, well, you're still a young guy.
I'm still, you know.
Show them off.
I'm barely 40. Puppies is sleek.
Yeah.
And you're
they
are sleek.
Yeah. They
and
still
newly
look
married,
good.
Huh?
I am newly married, yes.
How long were you dating before you got married?
5 months.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, where'd you meet her?
I met her. She's a comedian in Florida, and she gave me a ride. I didn't have a car at the time to a show in Cocoa Beach, and so we just kind of hit it off.
So that was impressive.
It is impressive.
So you didn't have a car at the time, and she fell for you?
And she fell for me. Yeah. I had no money. She's got a job.
Oh, yeah.
She's smart. She's a wind engineer at Siemens, and she's like...
Wow. So the question is, what is she seeing you?
I don't know. I think she took pity on me. I think I was like one of those puppies you see on the streets that has like no food. And she's like, I'll take him in and warm him up.
Excellent.
I don't know. I guess I was funny because other than that.
Well, you're a funny guy.
I try.
Congratulations.
Looks aren't everything. Thank you.
Well,
thank
did you tell sir. Her, you know, they're going to take me out of the shelter and kill me if you don't take me in? If you don't take me in, I'll die.
So now you reside in Florida or you're on the road all the time?
I live with her in Orlando, but we want to move out to L.A. next year.
But she's got a full-time gig, right?
She's got a full-time job.
And
but
you want her to have that still, right?
Oh, we need it.
Double income. Yeah.
I need them. I'm a kept man. Yeah. I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle. I mean, I need my silk pajamas and my Netflix. She goes to work during the day, and I'm like, we have one key, so I have to like let her down the elevator. So I like walk out, and I have these like pajamas from Target, and no shoes, and my hair. And I let her in the elevator. These people are looking at me like, you are such a loser. And I'm like, bye, honey.
I work.
Earn that money, baby, because I'm getting Uber Eats. I ain't leaving this place, girlfriend.
Are you on the road? You're on the road every weekend anyway, aren't you?
I'm on the road every weekend. She comes out with me.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, but then... being married, you know, you go to stores that I never went to single. Like the other day, I was like, hey, I got us today, whatever you want to get.
Right.
I don't have any money.
Right.
I'm a comedian.
Right.
We go to a store called Lush. They just sell soap.
I've been in that place.
She picks out a couple soaps.
There's one by the Funny Bone, by
the way.
There
is.
Yeah, and you walk in there, you're just overwhelmed with smell.
You know how expensive these soap is?
My daughter's been there, and I've been in with her, so I said, no.
It was $37 for three soaps.
Really?
I had three. I thought it was going to be $3. And I was like, yeah, I'll get it. And they were like, that'll be $37. And I'm like, no, it's just soap. Then I smelled it and put it on my skin, and I'm like, can I eat this? Is this Huckleberry? Because my skin has never felt better. I'm like touching myself. I'm
and
like,
look
ooh.
Better. And look better.
My skin feels like an ice rink. It's so smooth. My Eric's, butt cheeks is sleek.
He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnybone.com with Brent Terhune, who will be here tomorrow with you.
That's right.
Coming
Ty
in
the Ingram is the
Ty?
MC.
Heavens to Betsy.
That's a good show.
Are you guys
good.
Coming?
I'm going to try to, yeah. I'm actually
You're
off this weekend.
Busy.
I'm actually, I haven't, I'm, this, I'm finally, my sports is winding down for the kids, so I'm about to, I can actually do stuff, so we might swing in tomorrow.
Your Saturday kids play night. Football?
Yeah. Baseball, football.
No, Tyler's a serious softball player.
Yeah, I'm all that. No. It's me. I play it.
They
right.
practice all the time.
That's
it's
it.
Like, grow up.
That's it.
Grow the hell up.
Well, welcome back. So we were playing a clip earlier, because I know, you know, I hate to bring it back up, but years ago you had a little substance problem, right?
You could say that.
Yeah.
Now that is the rumor.
We played a clip of Ralphie, who obviously passed away, and he was a friend of the show, and you probably knew Ralphie.
Did
and
you go to treatment for that, by the way?
Yeah.
For that several times.
You did?
Yes. Several times. The 28-day in the program.
But you look good. I don't even think we knew you. We know when he was drunk. Once years ago, right? Didn't you say years ago?
We
met him once.
It's years ago.
Yeah.
Way in the past.
So after what, the third time it took?
Oh, Colleen walked in the green room and I had hidden a beer under one of the couch cushions.
And what did I do?
You gave me a whooping. She gave me a whooping.
And that was years ago.
That was years ago. Okay. Colleen grabbed my ear and dragged me to the She took me to a rehab.
How'd she find the beer in a cushion? Because she knew
she walked in the green room. Yeah. I had gotten in trouble.
This is the old bone, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, the new bone.
No, this is the new bone. Oh. But then I lit the carpet. I was smoking cigarettes in the condo, and I lit the carpet on fire. Yeah. The fact that I'm back here, I don't know.
I know.
It's because he's funny, everybody gets another chance.
Right. And you're clean now.
Yeah.
And I tried to quit drinking caffeine, and it is impossible.
Don't do that.
I can't. I was drinking 2-4 packs of Red Bulls a day.
Oh, really?
And Sarah's like, you cannot, you know what's in these Red Bull? I'm like, I don't want to know because I feel amazing. But then when the sugar wears off, I'm like on the ground. The cats are like licking me like Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns. Like, I'm like, ah! But I had so much caffeine one time. We were at Disney World, and I think I just like started cutting in front of like small children in line. I'm like, I'm getting on the ride! I like went insane. I think I just ran past the roller coaster. I like ran through Space Mountain with no shoes.
So the wife's a weekend comedian? Like, she actually tries to be a comedian? I hate to say that word, but she's not professional like you are, right?
She has gotten paid, so I'm
okay.
Honey, if you're listening, you are a professional.
Is she
comedian.
Funny?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you trying to give me a divorce?
No. I mean, does she? I mean,
she's just new. She's new. She's new.
Oh, she does. So.
She's about a year in, she is very funny.
Got it.
She's a very shy person, but once you get to know her, she's really funny and she's a smart, real smart.
Do you ever bring on the road where she opens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She. We did Jeremy Piven. We did a bunch of shows with him.
What's he like?
Okay. Because
Colleen had him, and we didn't meet him because he didn't need to be on the radio to sell the show and blah blah blah. And I love him as an actor. I've heard different things. Was he a good
Eric
guy to you?
Loves him.
He's super nice.
Good, because I'm glad somebody says he's nice because I just like him on screen. I think he's very cool on screen.
Is he funny or does he just tell cool stories?
He is naturally very funny.
Yeah.
He is very funny and he's a very nice guy. And I'm such a fan of his acting.
Me too. Totally.
I moved out to LA. I was on a train for 3 days watching Entourage.
Yeah.
I like downloaded every episode. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be like Vinny on Entourage. I want to be a movie star.
Yeah.
And now talking with him is like surreal.
Yeah,
because I'm like, but he is very humble.
Good.
He is very cool, and I really like him a lot.
Is he taking the comedy seriously? He really wants to do that more than even acting right now? Depending on what shows up, obviously, right?
I don't know him that well to know what he's doing with the acting, but as far as I know comedy, he always has his notebook out. He's always making notes.
He's serious.
He's very serious about it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully next time he's in town, we'll meet him then.
And comedy's... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's like, you know, he jumped in and he's already... He didn't have like 10 years to develop
I know.
Act.
There's a lot of famous people that jump in like that. And I know they're real comedians. I should say road warriors like yourself sometimes are very wary of that.
Yeah.
But if the guy takes it seriously, you got to give him credit for it, right?
We hear mixed reviews, but, you know, that might be a little jealousy mixed in,
too. It might be. Yeah. Because your comics can be weird, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comics are comics, and I'm a comic.
And we love all the comics. They're all our friends, man.
I love comics, too, and I'm a comic, but comics love to, like, we love each other, but then we'll talk smack about each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's just comedy.
Yeah.
It's like any job.
Yes.
If you all worked at McDonald's, you'd be like, "Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you believe he's on the fries today?"
We're not really nice. We're not really nice to each other in this room either. Much.
No. People talk about each other. That's human nature.
Sure.
So it is what it is.
Or outside the room.
Outside the room. Yeah, I read your tweets and they were harsh. I blocked both of you.
Craig joined the program. Eric Myers with us, funnybonomaha.com. What's your social media there, Eric?
Eric Myers Comedy. Eric with a K. Myers like Mike Myers from Halloween.
And that's where you can find your gigs anywhere else in the country besides the Funny Bone here?
Yes, sir.
Funnybonomaha.com to see Eric this weekend. Do you tweet?
I don't tweet as much. I make Instagram and YouTube videos every morning.
Got it.
Yeah. Right. I'm more of a visual.
You're a visual artist.
Artist. Right. Yeah. No, because... I'm not like some amazing comedy writer. Like, I like to do a video because it's more like the faces and the over-the-top energy.
Got it. All right.
Got it.
From the caffeine.
Beating I just drink a Red Bull and start screaming into the phone.
Is that Red Bull or is that coffee?
This is... This is coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's coffee with a lot of
I don't know why
sugar.
I had to look at the cup. I'm like, what am I drinking? Yes, it is coffee.
All right. Should you still do 4 Red Bulls a day?
No.
Okay, good.
No,
good.
I can't. Just I was having heart palpitations.
Yeah.
I don't know what glutamine is, but it was giving me... I was having, like, visions. I would drink so many Red Bulls that I could see into the future. I think my brain was I'm like, in 20 minutes, we're going to... Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy.
Greg, what's up?
Well, a survey of British adults. According to that survey, the average person will spend 416 days of their life
in the bathroom. More specifically, men will spend 373 days or 23 minutes a day. Women will spend about 29 minutes a day or 456 days.
There are worse places to be than the bathroom.
It depends which bathroom. Taco Bell, not so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, you've sent us messages from some bathrooms that you wouldn't want to spend your life in.
No, I was in the Burger King bathroom when I sent that text. Yeah. At 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning in Des Moines.
There are times when you spend a little extra time in the bathroom because you got to finish the article.
Does that include showers or just pooping?
In the bathroom.
That can't be right. 29 minutes.
I hate when they always say how much of your life is wasted doing certain things. They do those studies, like you sleep one-third of your life. Well, what are we supposed to do?
29 minutes a day?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's got to include the shower and grooming.
That's for women. Oh. Men, 23 minutes a day.
Yeah. I'm in the shower for like an hour and a half. That's like that Seinfeld where they say you waste so much time sleeping, so Kramer starts sleeping like 30 minutes every 2 hours, like Leonardo da Vinci, and then he goes insane like 2 days later.
He does go insane, exactly. So 23 minutes a day, we're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right.
Not much else to it.
No.
Just that one in six of us say that we've hidden in the bathroom for some peace and quiet. I don't know what the other five are doing.
Yeah, they're missing out.
Well, peace and quiet is when you have little kids. Yeah. When you have little kids, you hide in the bathroom.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
Always hide in the bathroom.
Yeah. Heroin could be it, too.
Where is your bathroom, by the way? I'm just kidding. Yeah. I need some me time.
You can shoot up right
Oh, you can masturbate in the bathroom, too. That probably included right there.
You can do that anywhere.
Yeah, you could. That's true.
If you have a good lawyer. Yeah. Your Honor,
Or your wife works all day.
My wife works all day. It's all for Paidley's legal bills.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah. Colleen might bomb on you, but we don't mind if comedians shoot up right here in the studio. Never objected to that.
1.4% of respondents say that they have given birth in a bathroom.
How many?
Knowingly?
1.4.
No,
we told them later.
No, toilet bowl baby. Like, oh, damn, I didn't know that was a
1.4%.
Who did this survey? And who paid for the survey to be done? Yeah. Is anyone walking around? How much time do you spend on the toilet? I work for the newspaper. Yeah, go away.
Yeah, because if someone approached me in a survey, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. But do you have a stopwatch in there?
Like, I go in there when I wake up in the morning for a little bit. Pee here once or twice in the morning. Whatever. I'm not going to start figuring it out now.
Well, it depends.
Take a stopwatch to the pooper there.
Depends on the day.
Like, yeah.
I would say yesterday I spent a little extra time there for whatever damn reason.
We were just hanging out. Yeah. Just chilling.
But some days I spend more time in there than others. Some days I don't shower.
I'm learning too much about you. We don't need to know everything. I mean,
but 23 minutes doesn't seem like enough between a shower and a couple, a couple sit downs.
Yeah.
I don't feel
maybe
like
some reading.
If you're in there too long, that's an average. I mean, some people are in there
still
more.
23 minutes.
But not everybody has a couple sit downs a day. Or do you?
Some days.
Well, I think it's the. It's the healthy thing to do.
I can see why women would be in there longer. They might do hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup in the bathroom, right.
I was just, my definition of in the bathroom was just toilet.
Yeah, me too, but apparently that's not.
I was narrowing that down.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because they talk about what some people do in the bathroom.
Shaving, whatever,
Well, giving birth.
Obviously, we don't spend a lot of time doing
I think we've all given birth in the shower.
And nowhere else doesn't have to spend any time shaving his puss.
No, you can't shave.
You can't grow facial hair.
You can't.
I've made my peace with it.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
No, you haven't.
I save a lot of money on razors and shaving cream.
Yeah, well, so do we.
Yeah.
But we go the opposite way.
Yeah.
And time spent shaving.
Do you have a beard trimmer?
I have a beard trimmer, yeah.
Yeah, they exist.
Yeah.
It exists at my house.
You don't use it?
Some.
Are you still afraid to shave because of the neck holes?
Less so, but not much. Yeah, and I haven't really gotten over that, no.
Neck holes?
He beat cancer.
He beat neck cancer.
No, he beat it.
It wasn't a big deal.
I didn't beat it.
He had a neck hole. Yeah. He had a neck hole for a little bit, and he couldn't shave
over it. Okay, I'll use his terminology. I won't use the BJ, but he had neck cancer, and then it just went away.
Yeah.
Thanks to doctors.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad to hear it.
And Craig beating
it. I thought you meant those bumps. You know when you shave your neck and you get those like red bumps?
Yeah, yeah,
you have
a
bad razor?
Right, right.
That's why
right,
I get the plug Gillette Mach 3. It's like 19 blades.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the old, yeah, sorry. Interrupt you.
No, our producer Push can't.
Get this caffeine away from me.
Our producer can't grow a beard.
He can't grow. Are you one of those people that can't grow any facial hair?
None.
He's on the phone.
None. And my son's 14 with a full beard. So we give him a lot of crap.
14.
14.
Good for him.
No, his son has had it since he was 7.
He blames it on his Scandinavian background, but I've seen Scandinavian guys with facial hair.
Yeah, the guys from ABBA. Both those guys got beards. Yeah.
I actually have never blamed it on my Scandinavian background. You just attributed it that way.
Okay.
That place. I never said that.
Do Scandinavian people not grow facial hair?
American Indians.
Don't bother us with details.
The Scandinavian comes from my dad's side of the family, and he's had a beard for as long as I can remember.
He does have a beard, right? Right, yeah.
I think, aren't all those people like the Swedish guys and the Finnish people have like huge, thick beards?
Not Puss, man. Puss got nothing, man.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
He's smooth as a
baby. You're thinking of a troll.
That is. Oh, yes, you're right.
Asian guys seem to have less facial
hair. Asian guys have, and American Indian, too.
Yep. Pretty sure I'm not Asian.
You're not American Indian either, are you?
Not that I know of.
No.
We got to do a 23andMe.
Yeah, Hat didn't ever had a, you know, no, a picture of medicine. No mustache or beard, nothing.
Nope, never.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't grow face. It's a pain shaving.
Do you ever grow a beard?
If I grow a beard, I look like people like hand me dollars when I'm outside. I look like a homeless.
So what's the downside?
They're only
there
dollars.
There is a lot. I'm going to be outside
money.
Later if anyone wants to
get so homeless. If you have a beard, like a homeless crackhead, you think?
I look like a homeless crackhead. Okay. If I gained more weight, I think I would look better with a beard. Yeah. I just look like, I look like one of those like redneck dudes.
Got
you guys are like the skinny R's, but like I just have like this.
Joe Dirt.
I look like Joe Dirt. It doesn't come in full.
No, it's not full.
It's
got
like
it.
Scraggly.
Right.
It doesn't look good.
I got it.
I just look like a person who just hasn't left the house.
Okay.
In a really alarmingly long, like I'm writing some manifesto.
So
assuming you have a house to leave.
Yeah. Well, it's an apartment, but yes.
Ever had a barbershop shave? I've never had a barbershop shave.
No, best. Because once I, you know, I stopped going to barbershops per se, and because our age group of guys, we went from a, I didn't want to go to the barbershop when I was in high school. I wanted to go get my hair cut by a chick, you know? And so that's never been that way. So I never really had a barbershop shave. I haven't been clean shaven, Todd, forever.
Really?
I've had a mustache since I was 14. Sorry, Puss.
Screw
and
you.
And I grew the beard at probably 22. Sometimes it's a goatee, but I haven't seen my chin this here for like way too long. I want to get my age up, but way
long
too long.
Time.
Yeah.
But the mustache, because my dad had a mustache my entire life.
Right. But there was a certain age you could just have a mustache.
Well, the Burt Reynolds, Tom Selleck.
And that stopped
days.
About the mid 80s. You don't see guys just the mustaches anymore.
Yeah. Unless you were a cop or in the Village People.
Yeah. I think it looks stupid.
Or in porn.
Or sold cocaine
right,
on like
too.
A cruise ship. Exactly. I don't know. I'm generalizing. but the.
On a cruise ship. You're generalizing.
Your name's Steve? Call me. Steve Wilkins.
Your dad had a mustache all life. How is your dad still around?
He is. Okay. He is. But he how old is he?
How is he now?
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's good.
How old is he?
He is 70.
Okay. Still have a stash?
No.
Okay.
Some guy told him he looked old back when I was like 21, and I had never seen he came out of the bathroom with no mustache, and I screamed. I was like, because I'd never seen him without the mustache, but it was starting to turn gray, so he shaved it, but now he's got a beard.
Got it.
And he thinks he looks so cool. He's like, sending me pictures with the beard. He's like, I trimmed my beard. What do you think? And my mom's like, tell him to shave that beard, because he looks like Santa Claus.
And it hurts your thighs.
Yeah. Thanks for that visual. Jesus.
An Illinois mom facing child endangerment charges after police said she was driving down the road with her kids on top of her car.
I heard this story, yeah.
Well, to be fair, they had to blow up the pool somewhere.
We've seen this story before. Is this the same one?
Yeah, did you do this already or where did I hear about this?
This is new.
Now the other one was a kid was on top of
a plastic pool
in a plastic pool
holding it down,
holding it down.
Yeah, he was just being the weight,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is.
The same thing.
This is the same thing. But here's the thing: they wanted to use the pool. They didn't have a way to blow it up, and so they took it over to a friend's house, blew it up, and had to get it home somehow.
And how many?
So there was. They put the 16-year-old up on top with a younger kid, and they held it down and got child endangerment charges.
You think?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever.
Yeah, I know.
And was the neighbor's house like three blocks away, and they could have easily just walked it?
I don't remember how far. But
this is the town where they don't sell bungee cords or tie down straps.
Well,
or,
not to Janice or to yeah. Jennifer Janice Yeager. Yeah. They don't.
She must be on the
heir to
sell
the Yeager
list.
Fortune.
or maybe bring the air compressor over to the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't you deflate the thing?
How many kids were on the roof?
Two.
How old again?
16, and then a little bit younger.
No, they can handle that.
Were they sitting, or were they doing like the Styles from Teen Wolf?
I don't know that they were surfing. I don't know that they were surfing.
I hate to be one of those old school guys, but they probably wouldn't even have pulled you over in 1975.
Right.
You know, I'm saying it's very dangerous.
Kid on top of the car, I think they probably always thought that was dangerous and they'd pull you over.
They might, but
the back of the truck would be a different story.
It wouldn't even be a ticket, I bet.
On top of the car.
A warning back.
It'd be a warning. I'm not saying it's right, Paul. I think it's right. I think it's better now, believe me.
It'd be fun.
You don't see kids in pickup trucks anymore just sitting back there.
Fun for a little while, right. But then you'd say, you know, I miss Dad smoking with all the windows rolled out.
Oh, no, that would suck. Eric Myers with us, FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.